Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things KISS. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is April the 20th, and it's a pretty quiet day in rock, apparently. But we'll start on this day in 1992, when the remaining members of Queen held the Concert for Life at Wembley Stadium in honour of their dearly loved frontman, Freddie Mercury, who died 6 months earlier. On the bill with May, Taylor and Deacon were David Bowie, Elton John, Guns N' Roses, and George Michael. On this day in 1976, George Harrison joined Monty Python on stage at the Comedy Troupe's show at New York's City Centre. Harrison, who was good friends with Eric Idle, was dressed as a Canadian Mountie and joined the group for the chorus of the Lumberjack song. Now, nothing was announced about his appearance on the night, and being dressed up, few people in the crowd recognised him. But the following night, the comedy group tried again with singer Nilsson. But it all went wrong when he fell off the stage and broke his arm. Ouch. On this day in 1968, Deep Purple made their stage debut with a show in Denmark, and on the same day, the Rolling Stones recorded their classic hit, Jumpin' Jack Flash. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on someone we sadly lost on this day. Yes, on this day in 1991, aged just 44, we lost the force of nature that was Steve Marriott. Famed for his part in the bands The Small Faces and Humble Pie, Marriott was an explosive performer with a brilliant voice. Steve received many posthumous awards, including the Ivor Novello for outstanding contribution to British music, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with The Small Faces in 2012, and has been placed high on several greatest singer polls, including being ranked as the fourth best singer of all time by Ozzy Osbourne. Kiss's Paul Stanley named him a hero of his, while Steve Perry from Journey named him as one of his favourite singers. Now, on episode 1 of Vintage Rock Pod, the very first episode, it contains an interview with his friend and former bandmate, Kenny Jones from The Small Faces. Kenny is great fun and told stories of his time in The Small Faces, with Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood in The Faces, his time in The Who as well with Pete Townsend, and much more. Now, I'm going to play you a short clip from the start of that interview, though, where he talks about how he met Ronnie Lane and Steve Marriott to form The Small Faces. And he begins by talking about playing in a small band in a pub and being approached by the barman.
This guy came up to me and he said, it was a barman. He said, that was great. He said, are you in a band? I said, no, I'm forming one right now. He said, well, my brother, 2 weeks ago, he just bought a guitar. Shall I bring him down next week? So I said, okay, great. So he brought him down the following week. In through the door walks Ronnie Lane, basically. And that's how I met Ronnie Lane. And he was learning to play guitar. And we formed a band together. And then, after a while, Ronnie said, I don't want to play guitar. I said, I want to play bass. So I said, well, let's go up to the shop where I bought my drums and by chance you bought your guitar. And so we went up there and this one Saturday morning and this guy came up and said, oh, can I help you? He's like a real cocky little geezer. I said, well, he wants to learn to play bass. So he wants a bass, he wants to buy a bass. He said, well, yeah, try this one. So Ronnie sat down trying that one. I saw this drum kit out of the corner of my eye. And so I sat behind that and I'm starting to play. And this guy who was working in the shop picked up the guitar and started to play. And that was Steve Marriott.
Oh.
So Ronnie and I had already formed a band, so we invited him to come and play with our band that evening. So look, we've got a special guest going to come up and sing. He got up and started to sing, brought the house down. The rest of the band were really annoyed because Steve stood on the piano and started breaking all the keys. He didn't realise what he was doing, but he broke them and standing on the top of it, sort of doing all that. The audience loved it. The owner of the pub sort of came out and threw us all out. So they didn't like us at all. So that was it. The rest of the band wouldn't talk to us. They drove off. I mean, ended up sitting on my drum cases, Ronnie's guitar and me and Steve. So the three of us just sat there and we just looked at each other, burst out laughing. And that is the birth of the Small Faces.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more on this day, rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.